Welcome back to Locks and Thoughts by Sportsologist.com. I'm your host, Katie. Today is September 20th, and today is the day of the Area 51 raid.
First alien and human sex crime going on tonight.
Yeah, these two guys from Netherlands were there last week, and they trespassed. They went past the no trespassing signs. And they got arrested, and they had a drone and a laptop, and they got arrested, and they had to pay $3,000 each. They spent 4 days in jail, and all their stuff got confiscated. They had like $10,000 worth of equipment.
Worth it.
It was their last day in America before they went back to the Netherlands, and they got arrested. But anyway, moving on to the NFL. Yeah, I think this is the weirdest week of the NFL season, just with all the quarterback injuries, Cam Newton, Drew Brees, Big Ben. And then this Antonio Brown news is pretty wild. I don't understand why they played him against the Dolphins if all the news wasn't out yet. Just seems like it made more people hate the Patriots for playing a guy that has a civil lawsuit against him. Like blackmailed her, basically.
Yeah. With her kids in the picture.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
That's just stupid. Why would you do that?
Well, I don't think he's the most level-headed person.
That's why they released him. Literally blackmails the person that's suing him.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, we don't want to deal with this shit anymore. Because this is fucking... Even O.J. Simpson was like, bro, what are you doing? Just stay quiet.
Well, yeah, O.J.'s got some experience.
Exactly. So if O.J. says something and you fucked up, like, dude.
You see what Antonio Brown tweeted today?
He was thanking the Patriots because he knows he fucked up.
He said, thanks for the opportunity, hashtag go win it.
Because he knows he fucked up.
I like the hashtag go win it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know why they were still going to beat the Dolphins by 40. I don't know why they played them. It's not all figured out yet, so why would you play the guy? And I know he's done things to make it worse, but that's my point.
It's the Patriots. They don't have fucking morals.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It gives people like you that hate the Patriots more fuel to the fire by playing them.
My hate for the Patriots, I will objectively say it makes no sense.
Well, it makes sense. You're a Dolphins fan.
I know it's a Dolphins fan, but the amount of hatred that I have for them doesn't make sense. It shouldn't be like
well, they
that.
Say,
but it did.
They say first you get attention, then you get criticism, then you get haters, and then you get admiration. So you're going to admire them pretty soon.
And I just say fuck the Patriots.
The Patriots.
And the funny thing is, the Cowboys are favored by more points than.
Yeah. So the Patriots line is like -21 against the quarterbackless Jets this week. So what's funny, Luke Falk is starting. I think that's how you say his last name. He's starting for the Jets. You know, him and Tom Brady are both 6'5". They were both picked with the 199th pick, and they are both starting a game in the second year of their pro career. So, I mean, is Luke Falk Tom Brady?
Holy shit.
I mean, yeah.
We just overlooked Daniel Jones being Eli .2 and already at Tom Brady 2.0.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll go with a no on that one.
Being Eli .2 isn't that impressive.
That's because Adam Gase isn't fucking Bill Belichick.
Yeah, Adam Gase coached Peyton Manning and has had a job ever since. It's like if you've touched Sean McVay, you can get a job in the NFL.
And Sean McVay touched Andy Reid. You started out with the Dolphins, so naturally I'm going to start out with the Panthers. +2.5.
Panthers are +2.5?
Against Cardinals with Kyle Allen. Okay, listen to this. Mm-hmm. At Texas A&M, Kyle Allen beat out Kyler Murray for the starting job, and that's what forced Kyler Murray to transfer to Oklahoma to then lose out to Baker Mayfield.
Oh, I didn't know that. Here's a stat. The highest percentage of uncatchable passes through 2 weeks, Cam leads the NFL with 34% of his balls uncatchable. Guess who's second?
Kyler Murray.
No, Mitch Trubisky.
Mitch Trubisky, Mr. Accuracy himself.
28%. Guess who's third?
Kyler Murray.
Brian Fitzpatrick at 27%.
Well.
And then Kirk Cousins, and then Kyler Murray.
And then Kyler Murray. Okay, well, Kyler Murray would have been my fourth guess, and then my fifth guess.
And also, the Panthers have Christian McCaffrey, by the way. And the Cardinals have the worst run defense in the NFL over the past 2 years.
So I think it's going to be the hardest defense Kyler Murray is going to have faced in the first three games.
Yeah. Pro Football Focus has the Panthers linebackers rated higher than any other linebacker core. But the Panthers secondary has the most missed tackles with 10 through 2 weeks. And the Panthers haven't forced a fumble all season.
Stats, after the way that last Thursday night game ended, that you can't get a yard, That's going to fucking piss everyone in Carolina off for me. I think 2.5 points with Kyle Allen.
Yeah.
I'm going to take those points.
Kyle Allen can't be worse than Cam Newton has played. I love Cam Newton. He's a great quarterback. I love him as my Panthers quarterback, but he's clearly not healthy. So
if Kyle Allen completes a half of his passes, he's already better than Cam Newton.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, so we'll go back to the top after we got our jabs in at each other. Falcons plus 1.5 again at Colts in Indy.
So yeah, I got the Falcons at plus 2 yesterday. The Falcons don't have a rushing TD this year, but Julio Jones has a touchdown in each of his past 6 games. Everybody's acting like Julio never catches touchdowns, but he's been catching them lately.
Over-under set at 47. I think we can see that Jacoby can put points on the board. In the offense, I take 47. The Falcons actually playing offense against the Eagles was nice to see, so we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. I still don't really believe in Matt Ryan, but Julio Jones is so good. Calvin Ridley's Matt Ryan just overthrew like 4 people in that Eagles game.
The Panther that should have been Calvin Ridley?
No, I like DJ Moore.
But, okay, so you like plus 1.5 Atlanta.
Well, I got him at plus 2.
Okay. Ravens plus 5.5 in Kansas City.
I feel like it opened at like Kansas City minus 7. So the Chiefs secondary hasn't missed a tackle all season. Panthers have missed the most. Chiefs secondary hasn't missed one tackle. Think
for that.
Yeah. I mean, I believe in Lamar Jackson, but I just think Mahomes is a cheat code, man.
He is. It's the catch-up.
Mahomes had more points in the second quarter against the Raiders than Cam Newton, Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, Jameis Winston, and Mitch Trubisky have each had through 2 weeks.
Andy Reid found what he's been searching for.
I know. Andy Reid has schemed open DeMarcus Robinson and Sammy Watkins all season. So
he plays Madden.
I feel like I have another stat for that game, but actually, let me read my parlay. I have Chiefs money line at a parlay, so I've won my parlay the past 2 weeks. So I'm going to read these in order of when they start. The first one's Saturday morning with Bayern Munich. So it's Bayern, Man City, Juventus, Syracuse, plays Western Michigan at home in the Carrier Dome, Barcelona, Georgia against Notre Dame, Washington State at night, and then it's Packers, Chiefs, and Rams on Sunday. And I like this parlay a lot because if Syracuse can get the job done, then I think it makes it all the way through to the Rams. The Rams are minus 180 and 3-point favorites in Cleveland. And you can always, you know, take Cleveland plus 3 or whatever and hedge out if you want. But I think the Rams are going to win that game in Cleveland.
What does $1 get you on that parlay, good sir?
It gets you $10, so I guess that's like plus 1,000.
Okay. You can have a Slim Jim or you can have $10.
Yeah, there you go. I did it for $20, $2,200 or something.
Nice.
I'm just feeling confident. I've won my parlays the past 2 weeks, so... Anyway, well, speaking of the Rams, I guess we'll go ahead and do that game. Well, here's a funny stat. So, Jared Goff, guess who has more fantasy points this season than Jared Goff?
Josh Allen.
Yeah, he does. But Joe Flacco and Jacoby Brissett.
What a table to sit at.
Joe Flacco and Jacoby Brissett.
Who picks up the bill at that table?
Definitely Flacco. Flacco and Brissett have more fantasy points this year than Rodgers, Goff, Baker Mayfield. Cam and Mitch Trubisky. I guess Cam and Mitch aren't surprising after the stat I gave earlier, but...
Flacco would definitely send out Venmo requests. That's impressive.
I'm pretty sure Aaron Donald's playing this week. I just think the Rams. Yeah. I don't know. That it's weird that it's minus 3. That's almost like a trap, but I like Rams money line.
And this, so the Browns just played the Jets, and the Jets are dog shit. Killed the Jets based off the spread. It was minus 6.
Yeah, that's true. They did cover by a lot. I just think the Browns have had too many penalties. They don't look like a disciplined football team yet. I'm not saying they won't be, but they just
need to hand the ball to fucking Nick Chubb.
Yeah, that's all I have for that game.
Next game, we got Bengals plus 6 at the Bills. Speaking of Josh Allen.
That game's weird to me, too. The Bengals, they can't tackle.
Are the Bengals dog shit?
They have the most missed tackles in the NFL. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's got to be true.
I like the ageless wonder, Frank Gore. People talk about how great Betty White ages. I want to know what Frank Gore puts in his fucking book.
Have you seen his ball sack?
Not willingly.
He wears a jock strap with his balls hanging out, and you can just every time he cuts. And then the Bills defensive line, moving on, the Bills defensive line has the most missed tackles so far. Out of defensive lines.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, that is a fact.
Okay. Bill's first two opponents were the Jets and the Giants.
They won New York. They're the kings of New York.
Yeah, so I think they're inflated as well. That their 2-0 is, I think, overrated. Kind of like French toast.
All right, so you're betting the Bengals?
That doesn't mean I'm betting the Bengals at all. Back to the story.
Well, John,
the story, but
John Ross is the leading fantasy receiver. He's been going off this year.
The Bengals are blacklisted for me when it comes to
Tyler Boyd has an 83% catch rate. You throw it to him, he catches it.
Does that equate to wins?
Hasn't yet, no.
Well, the research is still out there.
Staying away from that game, too. So the only thing I have so far is Falcons +2.
The next game, actually, I do like. We got Green Bay at home against the Broncos. It's at 7.5. And I'm thinking about buying down to 7 and pulling the trigger.
2 units, yeah. I'm going to do the Falcons for 3 units.
Speaking of Joe Flacco, at the crib in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers takes care of business. They have a defense now.
Yeah, the Packers are in my parlay. I trust them to win at home, but I'm not taking 7 points. That's way too much. The Packers haven't looked that good.
Both on the Packers?
Yeah.
So next game, we got the Oakland Raiders +8 at the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm not betting on Kirk Cousins or Derek Carr, so I'm just not going to touch that game.
Bold strategy.
That's like the Bills-Jets week 1. I'm going to bet on one team, and that team is going to lose, and that's okay, but I'm going to be more mad at the loss because of how they lose than I would be if it was just a normal loss.
Yeah, the only way I would bet on that game if it was a Thursday night game, if that was the only football being played. But speaking of Thursday night, what did you think of last night? The tits and the Jaguars.
Yeah, so I had Fournette to get a rushing touchdown. He just gave out on a 69-yard run. He couldn't get the final 10 yards. And then the next play, he gets a 4-yard run. And then the next play, so he's on the 5 now. The next play, he just, like, trips behind the line of scrimmage. So, and then Doug Marone tried to help me out. They went for it on 4th down, but still nothing.
I think anytime you get sacked 9.5 times, I don't think you win that game.
Yeah. The Vikings wideouts have 23 targets this season. That's the fewest in the NFL. Granted, Kirk Cousins only threw the ball 10 times in week 1. I think that's a crime that Thielen and Diggs only have, and whoever else the Vikings have as a wide receiver, only have 20 between them.
And to the benefit of Dalvin Cook, what is that record?
Vikings are 1-1.
1-1?
Yeah, they beat the Falcons in week 1.
I'm not touching this game. Next one, we got Jets +21 at New England. God help their souls.
I'm picking the Patriots in 1 Survivor League, and actually that's Katie's Survivor pool. I didn't tell her. She hates the Patriots, so she's not going to be happy I picked them. So please, podcast listeners, don't tell Katie. And then I picked the Cowboys in 3.
The things that, from the person you love.
over 20 points.
Story.
Yeah, you should be honest, but over 20. She hasn't asked. When she asks, I'll tell her. Over 20 points, you got to take those two teams, I think. And yeah, I'll be out of Patriots. If you're keeping track, I picked the Patriots in some last week too. So I'll be out of Patriots, but, you know, Tom Brady could get hurt or something, so I'm just going to go ahead and use them.
During the 4th quarter of the annihilation of the Dolphins last week, I picked the Patriots. I locked in my Patriots survivor for this week during the 4th quarter of that week last week. So they are also my survivor as well.
Here, I got something for you, Neil. So the league average for yards after catch for running backs is 7.8 yards. Why don't teams just throw to the running back every play?
Because it takes 10 yards to get a first down, John.
Yeah, so you do that 2 times.
No, I'm kidding.
I know, but it just seems, I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but it seems like if you're getting 7.8 yards a catch, granted, Derrick Henry dropped a wide open screen last night, so maybe that's why, but just seems.
We could be head coaches.
Yeah, seems like free money.
Are you taking 21, though? Are you laying the wood on the Patriots?
No, I'm 21? Just taking the Patriots and Survivor. That's the only thing I'm doing with that game.
Okay.
I don't want to.
We talked about the Dolphins.
But
game.
Hey, Julian Edelman's. This is going to be the Julian Edelman game. He's going to feast.
Jameis Winston, the Bucks against Eli 2.0. We'll give him his credit. Daniel Jones +6.5.
Yeah, this is why I said it's a weird week at the top. I don't know what to think of that game.
You can't get much worse than the Giants defense. I think the Dolphins and Giants may be competing for the number 1 pick.
Yeah, no. The Giants will win some games with Saquon. They get to play, they'll beat the Redskins.
Josh Rosen is going to win like 5 games in a row.
I feel so bad for Josh Rosen. He played for the Cardinals and their terrible offensive line last year. Now he's playing with the Dolphins, and he's starting tomorrow, and their terrible offensive line.
We'll send a quick prayer at the end of this.
Yeah,
some... I don't like this game either. If I was going to bet, I would bet on the head coaches. And so I would bet on Bruce Arians at home.
Peyton Barber leads the NFL with 10 broken tackles. He's tied with Dalvin Cook, but Peyton Barber has done it on 10 less carries.
Yeah, that doesn't convince me either to bet -6 on the Bucs.
Yeah, no, I'm not touching the Bucs or the Giants. But I did bet on the Giants on Eli's last game, and that was my lock. And my Man City lock won, so now I'm 1-1 on locks. But I'm proud I bet on Eli. Speaking of locks, do you have anything to say about Tottenham?
No. they had a lot of heart. That's all I can say. You know, I didn't give credit to Olympiacos at home. To be fair, though, when you're up 2-0, first of all, and then you give up a fucking before halftime goal, and then a penalty in the second half where Tottenham was dominating.
I wouldn't say dominating, but yeah. I mean, Olympiacos.
I stand by it, plus 109 for Tottenham, who was in the finals last year in a top four EPL team. 10 out of 10, Neil would do that.
I just think Eriksen's checked out. I think he makes them run, kind of like Valbuena.
Even if he is checked out, you still got the Asian persuasion king himself, Mr. Son. You got Harry Kane.
Yeah, Son came on as a sub, I'm pretty sure, but yeah.
And that's why they dominated the second half, but bad beat. Move on.
So
next game, Texans plus 3 at LA Chargers.
So Deshaun Watson has been sacked at least 4 times in the past 8 games. Bill O'Brien just hates him, I guess. And the Chargers have a pretty good defensive line.
I just can't watch Houston Texans play football. It just sucks.
What, that Saints Texans game week 1 was very exciting, I thought.
That was a good game, but fuck, actually you're right. Let me start over. That's okay. I can't watch a Chargers game. -3, the Chargers are just cursed by the Band-Aids.
They just
can't get off injuries.
They had 2 missed field goals and 2 turnovers in the red zone last week, and they're like 2-point loss.
To be fair, their punter was kicking, but I mean,
you realize they're an NFL team. They can control. They can sign a kicker.
Maybe they just trusted their punter.
They're not a college team that only has so many scholarships. They can sign any kicker in the world, basically.
And they stuck with their punter. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing.
Saints plus 5 with Teddy Two Gloves at Seattle. I love the fucking Saints here.
See, that's another game. See, that's why I said it's a weird week. I don't know what to do with that game. I'm not betting it.
I'm going to take plus 5 for the Saints. Teddy Bridgewater. They about to put respect back on this man's name.
Well, do you think Taysom Hill is going to get a lot of snaps at quarterback?
Yes. Vanilla Vic will be an impact factor in this game.
I think there's going to be a lot of sacks in that game. I think Russell Wilson is going to be running for his life. I think Ezekiel Ansa is playing his first game for the Seahawks, so he's going to be all over Teddy.
I think the wild card of Teddy and Taysom Hill is what's going to – they may not win the game, but they're going to keep it close. And then with Taysom Hill, you know what you're going to get with him. But
yeah, I just think ever since Teddy Bridgewater got destroyed by LaMarcus Joyner in 2015, he hasn't been the same. He got knocked unconscious, and yeah, I mean, it's a pretty vicious hit. Watch it at your own risk, but ever since then, he hasn't been the same. So I don't trust him against the Seahawks. But so you're betting plus 5 because the game can go either way. I like that a little bit.
Yeah, because I think Sean Payton is the greatest at creativity. And he's going to use this, like, surprise tactic. Or not surprise tactic, but
I like surprise tactic. I think that's a good way to put it.
You know with Drew Brees, what he's good at, and he's not. And you plan accordingly. But for Teddy Bridgewater, he can still fucking run the ball.
Yeah.
And then they got Taysom Hill, too. I think plus 5 is a good spot for the Saints here.
Vanilla Vic? Yeah, I'm staying away. But so you're taking, how much are you doing that for the same amount?
Yeah, I'll do 2 units on that one.
Sweet. All right. What's next?
We got plus, this is the funniest one to me, plus 6.5 Pittsburgh at the 49ers.
Another game where it seems like every game has something weird going on with the quarterback position.
Dude, I think the 49ers are legit. Jimmy G is what they thought they were paying him for.
So the 49ers haven't played anybody and the Bills haven't played anybody, but you think the 49ers are legit and the Bills aren't?
What the 49ers did last week just shows that their offense and Kyle Shanahan, it was worth the warrant of him saying that he was the reason Matt Ryan went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think George Kittle's been quiet this season. I think this is the game he explodes in. I think he's going to have a touchdown or two and 100 yards.
And the Steelers are a dumpster fire right now. Mason fucking Rudolph.
They got Minka Fitzpatrick from your Dolphins.
Yeah. He can have fun in Pittsburgh, where he's going to have to learn how to shovel snow in October.
I'm going to miss Big Ben. I already miss him. I don't like the guy personally, and what he's done to women isn't the best, but I'm going to miss him.
Hashtag me too, man.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
We said the Rams, -3.5 at the Browns. And then Monday night, -4, Chicago Bears at the Skins.
Yeah, that's another game with terrible quarterbacks.
It's Club Dub go on the road. I think they win, but -4 against Mitch Trubisky's offense. That's a lot for me.
The Bears are so funny. They just have a great defense every year and a terrible offense since I've been alive. And even in the 80s before I was alive. I don't understand how they're so consistent with that.
Well, they know what they are.
Like, they get offensive minds.
Could this be more of a fade of the Skins than betting on the Bears?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not touching that game either.
I can't even name you like two Redskins.
I'll post a player prop to that game on the site.
Yeah, but that would be a fun game to do that with. I can't even name you a Redskins wide receiver right now.
I'll probably do Chris Thompson or Jordan Reed over on catches, honestly.
This is so bad, but over under Jordan Reed having a concussion in this game.
Well, let's broaden it. Let's say, what are the chances Jordan Reed has an injury in this game?
Oh, the answer is yes. That's the over-under.
I would say 50-50.
He just needs to retire. But
hold on, let me see.
I have him on my fantasy team, too, for some reason. The Bears do have a kicker. The most I would go is -3 on this game. -4 is just fucking Vegas being a sly little minx. Well, that caps the NFL Sunday. Let's backpedal a little bit. Talk about Saturday. John, what are you most looking forward to tomorrow?
So, yeah, I've got a lock on Wisconsin Moneyline. Jim Harbaugh and Michigan are 1-5 against ranked teams away from home.
They're 0-6 as an underdog.
Yeah, I just think Wisconsin's O-line. I mean, Michigan's turnover prone. They're penalty prone. Jack Cohen has looked. Wisconsin actually has a quarterback. Wisconsin plays team defense. They've allowed no points through 2 weeks. Don't look at who they've played. They've allowed no points. Just don't look at who they played. And then
Michigan has not beaten Wisconsin in Wisconsin since 2001.
Zach, oh God, I'm blanking on his last name right now. It starts with a B. But Zach, this pass rusher for Wisconsin, is actually really good. I think he's going to have a good NFL career. Yeah, I love Wisconsin. They're my lock. I don't care what.
It was -3.
You're doing -3. I'm doing money line. It's my lock.
I like the points there. -3. Yeah, I agree with everything you just said there. Mine, for me, it's not my lock of the weekend, to be continued, but UCF, the defending two-time national champions, -10 at Pittsburgh. They got Dylan Gabriel, the quarterback from Hawaii, 9 TDs, 0 interceptions first two games. They made their statement game last week against Stanford. I think they continue their run here. I'm also taking -7 first half spread for UCF in that game. That's how much I like them.
Interesting. Pittsburgh looked pretty good in the rain against Penn State last week. I've got a bunch of friends that went to Pittsburgh, and they thought they had a chance.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien is essentially John Harbaugh's doppelganger.
It's so dumb that Penn State and Pittsburgh aren't going to continue playing each other.
Yeah.
They ended that
day. Gerrymandering, they say. It's like, no.
Penn State didn't renew the rivalry. How many teams are in the Big Ten? I don't even know. They should rename their conference.
Trick question.
But I like Northwestern +9.5. Michigan State's missing 3 left tackles, including their starter, Kevin Jarvis. Or I don't know if he was their original starter, but he just got hurt for 6 weeks. I just think Northwestern at home. Michigan State lost to Arizona State last week. I think Northwestern at home, they can keep it. They're going to run the ball a lot. They're going to slow the game down. They grow their grass high on the field. I mean, I just love Northwestern.
And they wear purple uniforms. That's Amethyst is my birthstone.
There you go. That game could end 9-3, and I wouldn't be surprised.
So you're taking the points there. Okay.
I am. I'm taking that for 2 units. I'm taking Wisconsin money line for 6 units. And I like North Carolina money line, too, against Appalachian State at home.
Oh, we were getting to it. Objectively, I wouldn't say I'm now a believer of Sam Howell. I think they came back to earth last week.
Yeah, Neil and I went to the Miami-UNC game where Sam Howell led UNC on a game-winning drive.
Go Pirates.
You also went to ECU.
-2.5 at home. I think the
I don't want to say that that home atmosphere is what led them to beat Miami, but that is what kind of I'm saying right now. I think it helps them again against App State. A good App State, by the way.
Yeah, their quarterback, App State's quarterback, is no joke. He won Sun Belt Player of the Year last year, and he's been playing great again this year.
I think if they're going to win, it's going to be – I'm going to take the spread minus 2.5. I think it's going to be by a field goal.
North Carolina didn't have their best D-lineman, Strobridge, last week against Wake Forest, and you could tell in the first half they have him back. And App State's defense got worked by Charlotte, the Charlotte 69ers. And I just think that – I think Dwame Brown and Daz Newsome, the wide receivers for UNC, are going to find a lot of space, and Sam Howell's going to find them. And I think UNC is going to score in the 30s or 40s and win.
I think Mac Brown's going to be taking Tylenol after dancing in the locker room that night again. So I'm with you.
Mac is back, baby. Final college football play is UTEP plus 14.5. UTEP is a terrible football team. Their best receiver, guess how many catches? Well, first of all, his name is Trayshawn Wolf. That's an awesome name.
Catches. Is it Wolf like Wolfgang?
Yeah.
Like Wolfgang Puck?
Yeah, exactly. Trayshawn Wolf. His last name is Wolf. Already. Yeah, but guess how many catches he has? He leads the team in catches through 2 weeks.
He has 7.
3 catches.
Oh, I highballed.
UTEP runs the ball. They slowed the game down. UTEP is playing Nevada. Nevada only beat Weber State by 6 points last week, and they lost to Oregon 77-6. A lot of people believe UTEP is one of the worst teams in college football, and their defense is bad, but I think they can run the ball, slow down the game, and cover plus 14.5. I'm going to do that for one unit. I'll post it on my site. It might be 2 units, but.
And that's, you said that's the last college game you like tomorrow?
Well, it's at 8 p.m. Everybody's going to be watching Notre Dame, Georgia. But I have Georgia in my parlay that I mentioned earlier, so I'm just going to sprinkle a little bit on UTEP to give me something else to cheer for.
Okay. So these next plays, I like them for a unit each. Tulsa versus Wyoming at home, over 45. Miami versus Central Michigan, over 48 in Central Michigan. Kansas versus West Virginia, old Les Miles, over 49 as well in that game.
Dude, a lot of heavy money has gone on Kansas.
After Boston, yeah, I just think Boston College sucked, and plus 20 was just too easy. But after watching West Virginia last week against State, Kansas, but I don't know, the Les Miles factor, who knows? That's why I'm taking the points here. I like 49. I think both teams are definitely going to put up points.
Okay, I like it. Is that all you got for college?
No, I got two more. The Mike Leach versus Kelly showdown, Washington State versus UCLA. I took the over in that game as well, over 58. I think anytime you have Leach and Kelly in the same sentence, I think points follows in that order.
Did you see Mike Leach talking about the mascots, the Pac-12 mascots?
The man is a wordsmith.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oregon minus 10 versus Stanford. Justin Herbert and that O-line are going to set the tone for Oregon in that game. Oregon needs to win out, I think, to make a shot at the college playoffs. So they need to start winning, and they need to be winning big. And then, last but not least, Auburn, plus 3.5 at Texas A&M.
They beat them last year.
Two units. That's, I love that game.
They were down 10 in the fourth quarter last year, and they came back and won.
Plus 3.5, that defensive line for Auburn is going to feast on Texas A&M.
Another great name. You believe in Bo Nix?
I believe that Bo Nix can win, I believe Bo Nix cannot lose the game by more than 3.5 points is what I believe in.
You want to recap your plays real quick? I've got Wisconsin money line for 6 units, Northwestern plus 9.5 for 2, North Carolina money line for 2, and UTEP plus 14.5 for 1.
All right, I got Wisconsin minus 3. I'm with you on that game. UCF minus 10 at Pittsburgh, and then minus 7 in the first half. UNC minus 2.5. Tulsa at Wyoming, over 45. Got Auburn plus 3.5 at A&M. Miami, over 48 versus Central Michigan. Kansas and West Virginia, over 49. Oregon minus 10 at Stanford. And then UCLA versus Washington State. It's going to be 60 degrees in Pullman, Washington. I got over 58 in that game.
Awesome. So yeah, let's switch gears real quick to soccer. I've got my second lock. How'd you know? My second lock is Real Madrid Sevilla under 3 on Sunday. All 4 league games for Sevilla have scored 2 goals or less this season. Real Madrid looked awful against PSG. Yeah, Benzema can score. Sevilla's new manager His name's Lopetegu or something. I don't get too attached to Sevilla managers because they get. I'm a Sevilla fan, and they get a new one all the time. They had Unai Emery, and Unai liked the attacking football. He's even doing that with Arsenal now, signing Aubameyang, Lacazette. Pepe? Yeah, Pepe. Yeah, Unai Emery just plays attacking football. This new Sevilla manager plays a little chiller defensive football, and you can tell it on the pitch. So I like Sevilla, Real Madrid under 3. That's my second lock. So Wisconsin money line in college football and Real Madrid Sevilla under 3 are my two locks.
All right. I'll go with plays that I just love tomorrow, and then we'll finish with plays that will not lose tomorrow. The ones I love, AS Monaco versus Reims, over 2 goals. AS Monaco have allowed 15 goals in the first 5 league games this year. I think over 2 is at minimum a push. Staying in French league, Marseille against Montpellier. I can't say their name.
Marseille. Have you been drinking, Neil?
Yes. Marseille versus Montpellier. Over 2 in that as well. I think the French league, not known for its goals, but again, the over 2 model for me. I love Dortmund versus Frankfurt over 3 as well. And then my lock alert, or the gift from God, is Atlanta United, MLS soccer here for you, at home versus San Jose. Josef Martinez, let's talk about Venezuela's economy is in the shitter, but their greatest export is this dude right here. He has scored in the last 15 games he's appeared in. And Atlanta United sitting third in the conference with 4 games left to go. There's only 6 points back, of NYFC. I think they take care of business here. It's -126. For Atlanta United at home. That's my lock. I think that's all the soccer I like. What? Liverpool and Chelsea over 3.
Let's talk about Liverpool and Chelsea. So you're going to do the over 3?
Over 3. Oh, this game's on Sunday, by the way.
How many units are you betting this weekend, Neil? Seems like you're on everything.
So I need a new radiator in my car. My engine overheated, first of all. It was like going at 300. The needle was all the way to the hot sign. And put antifreeze in my car, and the fucking bottle slipped. I wasn't really holding it that sturdy, and it slipped, and it like splashed everywhere in my face, and I definitely got some in my. And it says on the back of the label, "Do not swallow." And so,
what did you swallow?
Yeah. How did we get on antifreeze?
Yeah, well, I was asking you how many units have you bet, or how many units are you gonna bet this weekend? It seems like you're on everything.
How many units that would be?
So you're betting like 20 units this weekend.
Yep, that's the number we put on the board.
What kind of, you have a Jeep, right?
Yep, Old Faithful, Beep 2.0, shout out.
Well, here, I'm switching it up. I know there's no basketball this weekend, but there's been some basketball news recently. Did you see what Richard Jefferson said about Kobe?
I did not. He didn't talk about his children books, did he?
No, Richard Jefferson said Kobe was great, but you can't say 5 championships to LeBron's 3. LeBron has never been the second best on his team, and it's not even close. He's always been the best.
Well, Richard Jefferson also only played with LeBron and not Kobe.
Well, it's also Shaquille O'Neal in his prime is better than, like, pretty much any other NBA player ever, besides Michael Jordan. Richard
Jefferson also cuts his food up and, everything before he, actually takes a bite, so.
So, but I guess my point is, do you think that's a good argument?
No, that's a terrible argument.
I agree. That's a stupid argument. But I just think,
like, Richard Jefferson played and won a championship with LeBron.
But I love it because Lakers fans were having like a civil war over it because there's the LeBron stands and the Kobe stands going at each other.
Dude, Lakers fans are like Cowboys fans. They're just like, they think it's their year every year. They'll die on the hill of their players.
Also, staying on basketball, Tony Bennett turned down a raise. He wants the money to go to other programs and his assistant coaches. I've got news for you, Tony Bennett. If you accept the money, you can give it to whoever you want. You trust the NCAA and UVA president Jim Rine to give the money more than yourself?
It's actually a great move, personally. Tony Bennett just seems like he's the kind of guy that's embarrassed to say the word penis publicly.
So Tony Bennett got paid $4.15 million.
He's uncomfortable with the word moist. Like, he just seems like that kind of guy.
Tony Bennett got paid $4.15 million last year, and they wanted to give him a raise. UVA's president Jim Rine was probably like, "Well, if you don't want the raise, I'm going to go buy myself a Tesla. I'm gonna go
to be fair, though, what can you do with $5.5 million that you can't do with $4.1 million? Honestly, they shouldn't have not even been in the national championship. They should have lost to Auburn.
Tony Bennett's
foul guy,
yeah,
had money would, on that
yeah,
game to pay for his honeymoon.
That's hindsight. You can't use hindsight.
I know.
Tony Bennett met his wife in church. Malcolm Brogdon, when he
was probably secretly a double-A meeting, but whatever.
When Malcolm Brogdon was in graduate school at UVA, Tony Bennett changed the practice schedule so Malcolm Brogdon could go to his classes. He changed the practice schedule for the whole team so he could go to class. He's just such a good guy. It annoys me.
Well,
I'm jealous.
How long until college basketball?
Yeah, we got a little while, but I love college basketball. And then do you see Vince Carter sign with the Hawks?
Old Faithful, man. He refuses to die. Good for him, though.
If he
playing until they don't want you no more.
If he plays in a game this year, he'll be the first player to play in four separate decades.
And he'll probably score more points than fucking Carmelo will this year.
And last basketball news, you see Seth Curry married Doc Rivers' daughter.
Does Doc Rivers' daughter have the talk like Doc Rivers?
Yeah, hopefully.
Does she take more of her mother's voice?
Hopefully that kid gets, if they have kids, hopefully the kid gets the Curry shot, not the River shot.
Yeah. Well, time will tell. Maybe they'll team up with Bronny and Dwayne Wade's son.
And the Raptors are thinking about...
defeat the Monstars for the 17th time.
There you go. And the Raptors are thinking about giving Pascal Siakam a max. Do you think he deserves a max contract?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I do too.
Pascal Siakam was probably my favorite player on the Raptors.
Shout out Cameroon.
Spicy P.
All right, that's all I got. I also have written down here, Garrett Bowles sucks.
Garrett Bowles?
Yeah, the left tackle for the Broncos.
Well, hey man, you suck.
I mean, I
bet you're a great person. And then maybe by next week we'll figure out that Tony Bennett's actually an alien from our Area 51 raids today.
So really, I got my parlay, Wisconsin money line, Real Madrid Sevilla under 3, Cowboys -22.5, and Falcons.
I got one, actually, parlay that I want no one to follow. I'm just going to tell you this because this is what I'm going to be watching tomorrow at work in the morning at 6:45. Rugby World Cup hockey kicked off yesterday in Japan. And I've never watched a game of rugby before.
This is a deep cut.
Yeah. New Zealand versus Australia, over 44.5. 6:45 a.m. Saturday morning.
What does over 44.5 mean?
Over 44.5 points. I don't even know how they score points in rugby. Well, but I'm going to find out tomorrow.
Well, if they have the Chargers kicker, then they're you're not getting that over 44.5.
You're right. I'll hit 47.
All right.
But that and then Russian Premier League, Arsenal Tula, over 2 on Sunday morning. Don't follow those bets, please. Just listen to them.
You're working Sunday morning, so you need something to keep you going at work.
You know, I didn't choose this life. I don't wish this on anyone.
All right. Thanks for listening this week. We'll be back on Tuesday with NFL recap and more soccer news probably. And we'll know more about the NFL quarterback situation that seems a little crazy this week. And who knows, maybe the Dolphins will sign Antonio Brown by then.
One can dream.
Later.